Conversation 2.
Hi, I need to pick up the gym pass and here is my university ID.
Okay, I'll type up the pass for you right away.
Great, this is exciting. I can't wait to get started. I love all the classes, like the swimming and tennis classes and everything.
But this pass doesn't entitle you to those.
It doesn't?
No, the classes fall into separate category.
But that's my whole reason for getting a pass. I mean, I was planning to take a swimming class.
But that's not how it works. This pass gives you access to the gym and to all the equipments, into the pool and so forth, but not with team practicing, so you have to check the schedule.
But what do I have to do if I want to take a class?
First, you have to register and then pay the fee for the class. So, what class did you say you want to take?
Swimming.
Okay, swimming classes are $30 a semester.
What should I do then?
Well, first, you need to talk to the instructor. They will assess your level and steer you into the right class. You know, beginner, intermediate.
So I guess I'll need an appointment.
I can make that for you right now. And I'll tell you about your gym ID card. You'll need it to get into the building. Now about that appointment, how about Wednesday at 3 o'clock?
Fine.
Okay. Then you'll be meeting with Mark Guess. He's a swimming instructor. He also coaches the swim team.
Great, thanks.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. Why does the woman pick up a gym pass? Question 13. What doesn't the woman do with her gym pass? Question 14. What should the woman do first for having swimming classes? Question 15. What can be learned about Mark Guess?